Chicago Blackhawks are ready to work as they defend a four-game win streak when they take on Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers, who took down the St. Louis Blues last night down in St. Louis. Speed is the operative word for tonight as the Hawks will try to hold number 97 and the Oil in check. John Weideman along with Kaylee Chelios. As great as the Oilers are, they haven't seen the Blackhawks yet.
Our last four opponents, the Blackhawks, have not known what hit them. The Hawks are off to a great start, surprising a lot of people.
Now some free ice for Athanasiou. Got a breakaway over the Oiler line. Now the slot takes a chance to score! Andreas Athanasiou on a full breakaway. Used that speed to separate from the Oiler defense. Walked it in on Campbell. Went from forehand to backhand and tucked it home. We're tied at one. Colin Blackwell into the Oilers' zone. Sets up the right point. Rebound scores! Reese Johnson! Reese was Johnny on the spot on a fat rebound. Could have closed his eyes and scored that one with a backhand. It's 2-1 Hawks.
Reese Johnson had plenty of time to turn around and backhand that one in. The entire net open, and good things will happen. Hawks keep putting pucks on net.
Seth Jones at the line in the deep slot to Kane to the left circle. Domi closing in. He'll fire. He scores! Power play goal for the Hawks. Domi let it rip from the left wing circle, and this may have been tipped on the way in by Jonathan Toews. I believe it was. Jones and Evander Kane battle in front of the net. Evander Kane to a loose puck will shoot and score. And Stalock is down at the top of the crease. Lost his goal stick. Evander Kane pushes Seth Jones over the top of Alex Stalock, who had no chance of making the save. I want to see what the officials are going to do here.
The call on the ice is no goal for goaltender.
All right, now this is going to have to be overruled for it to be a goal.
After video review, the call on the ice is confirmed. There is no goal.
Okay.
Edmonton is assessed to bench fire penalty.
Kane now near the right faceoff dot. Put it over to Radish. To Domi with a one-timer. He scores! Power play goal from Max Domi. He got all of that one, boy. He fired from the left wing circle. Campbell had no chance. This ball just a twine near the top right corner. And the Hawks retake the lead at 4-3.
Domi with an absolute rocket.
Here's McDavid, sidesteps a check, walks in from the right circle, shoots and scores. It's a power play goal, and the Oilers now lead the hockey game 5-4. Third power play goal on the night for the Oilers, and for Connor McDavid, that's a hat trick. McCabe closing into the left circle, he shoots, and a chest save rebound, score! Patrick Kane with a follow-up and a blast that beats Campbell into the top right corner. With 3:11 left in the third, we are tied at five.
Yeah, very happy with the team. I feel like with this group, you're competitive every night, and we have confidence that we're going to win. That's a team that got better over the summer, and they went to the conference finals last year. So I think we should feel good about where we're at, because I feel like we can play better too.
Toews now taking the draw, the drop of the puck. And time elapses, and the Oilers hang on for the win. So Dreisaitl's goal with 37 ticks on the clock for regulation holds up. The Oilers win. The Blackhawks' four-game winning streak is by the boards. They'll regroup and head to Buffalo tomorrow and see if they can get back into the win column.